Burns is wanted for jury probe. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 8th of May, 1914, page 3, column 3. Judge Ben Hill will order the grand jury to make an investigation of charges in the Frank case. It was evident yesterday in the news that Judge Ben Hill will charge the jury Monday week to make a thorough and rigid investigation into the bribery, coercion, and perjury charges that have come thick and fast in the Frank case. A demand will be made upon Detective William J. Burns to return to Atlanta and explain to the grand jury the connection of his firm with the Reverend C.B. Ragsdale episode in which bribery has been charged. Solicitor Dorsey has already announced that he will bring the charges before the grand jury and will prosecute. Judge Hill will order the jury to act on all cases and will give it power to call upon the solicitor and attorneys for the defense, as well as other principals for testimony. Dorsey and his staff were busy Thursday preparing the counter showing to the John L. Tye motion to upset the Frank trial verdict on constitutional grounds. This hearing will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Although it was thought at first that Dorsey would not be prepared to combat the motion as early as Saturday, it was stated Thursday afternoon that in all probability the state would be ready by that time. Annie Maud Carter, the Negro witness whom Detective Burns admitted having dispatched from the city when she made a sensational affidavit for the defense accusing Jim Conley of having confessed, was returned to Atlanta Thursday morning. At 10 o'clock, the sheriff's office was notified by Herbert J. Haas that she was in the city and available. She was put under arrest by Deputy Sheriff Broadnax, and at the order of Judge Hill was held under bond of $3,000. Her return to Atlanta was in compliance with the instructions of Judge Hill, who told the defense from the bench that if the Carter woman was not brought back to his jurisdiction within 5 days, he would decline to consider her testimony. The Carter woman was under conviction of robbery, and in proceedings to gain her a new trial, had been released under bond of $300. It was this bond which Judge Hill increased to $3,000. Judge Hill has not been presented with the bill of exceptions being prepared by the defense. He had stated that he would be ready to receive it by 10 o'clock Thursday morning. Attorneys for the defense, however, announced that they had not been able to prepare it at that time, but would submit it as early as possible.